Gyeonggi Province declares fiscal emergency. KRW 770 billion in cuts and revenue structure analysis. In August 2026, Gyeonggi Province declared a fiscal emergency due to declining revenue and a funding shortage for essential programs, announcing plans for a supplementary budget with KRW 770 billion in cuts. This declaration differs from designation as an organization in fiscal crisis under the law, and its actual impact can be determined only after reviewing the supplementary budget proposal and the outcome of the Gyeonggi Provincial Council's deliberations. The KRW 770 billion presented by Gyeonggi Province is the overall budget cut target and is not the same figure as the KRW 313 2 billion shortfall for livelihood programs in the fourth quarter. According to Gyeonggi Province, acquisition tax revenue fell by approximately KRW 3.2 trillion from KRW 11 trillion in 2021 to KRW 7.8 trillion in 2025. Local bond issuance in 2025 totaled KRW 943 billion, reaching 99.6% of the issuance limit at the time, which was cited as limiting the province's capacity to respond through additional borrowing. The fiscal emergency declaration is a policy and administrative declaration by Gyeonggi Province and does not mean designation as an organization in fiscal crisis under the Local Finance Act or insolvency. Cuts to individual programs and institutional reforms may change depending on deliberations by the Gyeonggi Provincial Council, consultations with the central government, and amendments to certain local tax laws and regulations. Gyeonggi Province declared a fiscal emergency on August 5, 2026, stating that it needed to prepare a supplementary budget involving approximately KRW 770 billion in spending cuts. The main factors were a decline in acquisition tax revenue due to a slowdown in real estate transactions, increased spending on welfare and essential programs, and fiscal conditions that made it difficult to make further use of local government bonds. However, this declaration should not be interpreted as meaning that Gyeonggi Province is immediately unable to repay its debts. A policy declaration by the governor and designation as a local government in fiscal crisis under the Local Finance Act are separate procedures, and specific program adjustments must go through the supplementary budget proposal and deliberation by the Gyeonggi Provincial Council. Fiscal situation based on the announced figures. The following figures are based on the information presented by Gyeonggi Province when declaring the fiscal emergency. Figures for years whose accounts have not yet been finalized may change later. Item announced details. Points to note: when interpreting target for supplementary budget cuts approximately KRW 770 billion, this is a budgeting target, not a final confirmed figure obtained by adding together cuts to individual programs. Shortfall for livelihood programs in Q4 2026, approximately KRW 313 2 billion. The entire KRW 770 billion will not be allocated solely to this shortfall. Local government bonds issued in 2025, KRW 943 billion. Gyeonggi Province explained that this represented 99.6% of the issuance limit at the time. Acquisition tax revenue from KRW 11 trillion in 2021 to KRW 7.8 trillion in 2025, this is a decline of approximately KRW 3.2 trillion, or about 29%. Total budget comparison from approximately KRW 32 trillion to approximately KRW 42 trillion, because this compares nominal amounts, inflation, nationally funded matching programs, and changes in accounting scope must also be considered. Share of welfare spending approximately 49% of the total budget. Not all welfare spending can be reduced at Gyeonggi Province's discretion. Why are KRW 770 billion and KRW 313 2 billion different? KRW 313 2 billion is the amount presented as not having been secured for October through December 2026 for certain major programs, including long-term care for older adults and school meals. By contrast, KRW 770 billion is the overall fiscal restructuring target, taking into account the revenue shortfall and the need to supplement essential spending. Therefore, it cannot be concluded that the KRW 456 8 billion difference between the two amounts has been finalized for a specific purpose. The precise composition must be confirmed in the supplementary budget proposal, including revised revenue estimates, a program-by-program table of spending cuts, fund transfers in and out, and the local government bond plan. Main reasons for the funding shortfall: a revenue structure highly dependent on acquisition tax. Acquisition tax is a local tax imposed when real estate, vehicles, and other assets are acquired. Because acquisition tax accounts for a large share of provincial tax revenue in Gyeonggi Province, changes in real estate transaction volume and prices are quickly reflected in its revenue. According to Gyeonggi Province's announcement, acquisition tax revenue fell from KRW 11 trillion in 2021 to KRW 7.8 trillion in 2025. When the real estate market slows, both the number of transactions and the tax base may decline, creating a mismatch between stable, recurring welfare and administrative expenditures and highly volatile revenue. However, the province's overall fiscal condition cannot be assessed solely on the basis of the decline in acquisition tax. Other funding sources must also be analyzed, including local consumption tax, local income tax, national government subsidies, non-tax revenue, funds, and net budget surpluses carried forward. Mandatory and essential spending that is difficult to reduce: long-term care for older adults, school meals, and subsidized programs linked to national policies are difficult to reduce in the short term because of the need for continuity of services or legal and administrative commitments. Even programs that receive national funding may require matching local funding, making it difficult for a local government to adjust their scale at its sole discretion. Programs independently designed by Gyeonggi Province, such as youth basic income, local currency, and various opportunity income programs, are relatively more open to adjustment, but they involve the interests of beneficiaries and cities and counties. The fact that welfare accounts for a high share of the budget does not justify attributing the fiscal deterioration to any single program. Reduced capacity to use local government bonds. Local government bonds are debts that must be repaid with future revenue. They can be used to maintain programs during an economic downturn or to build large-scale infrastructure. But the closer issuance gets to the limit, the less room remains for additional borrowing. Gyeonggi Province stated that it issued KRW 943 billion in local government bonds in 2025, using 99.6% of the limit at the time. This figure means that its issuance capacity for 2025 was nearly exhausted. It does not mean that Gyeonggi Province's overall debt ratio was 99.6%. To assess fiscal soundness, it is necessary to examine separately the outstanding balance of local government bonds, the repayment schedule, interest costs, and the debt ratio relative to general revenue. Issues raised within the local finance system, adjustment grants, and ordinary local allocation tax. Gyeonggi Province distributes a portion of provincial tax revenue to cities and counties as adjustment grants. Adjustment grants are intended to reduce disparities in fiscal capacity among regions and support the administrative operations of cities and counties. By contrast, ordinary local allocation tax is distributed by the central government by comparing factors such as each local government's standard fiscal needs, and standard fiscal revenue. Gyeonggi Province has raised concerns about the structure under which it does not receive ordinary local allocation tax, because its fiscal capacity is assessed as relatively high. However, eligibility is determined each year based on calculation results and applicable laws and regulations, so it is not decided solely by population or budget size. Who should distribute local corporate income tax? Local corporate income tax paid by companies in provincial areas is, in principle, revenue for the relevant city or county. Yongin, Pyeongtaek, and Hwaseong, where semiconductor and advanced industry facilities are concentrated, may secure substantial tax revenue depending on corporate performance and investment. Gyeonggi Province has proposed, as a medium to long-term task, sharing a portion of local corporate income tax with the province for use as metropolitan-level funding. However, this could reduce revenue for the cities concerned, creating conflicts of interest among regions. Changing how this tax item is assigned and distributed may require a review of laws and regulations by the central government and the National Assembly, and is not a matter that Gyeonggi Province can decide on its own. A fiscal emergency declaration is not a legal crisis designation. Gyeonggi Province's fiscal emergency declaration is an administrative and policy declaration intended to highlight the need for spending restructuring and institutional reform. The declaration alone does not make the province a local government in fiscal crisis under the Local Finance Act, nor does it automatically trigger a separate central government management procedure. Under the Local Finance Act, designation as a local government in fiscal crisis is determined by the Ministry of the Interior and Safety based on relevant indicators and fiscal diagnostic procedures, including the debt service ratio, the debt-to-budget ratio, and the consolidated fiscal balance. Deficit ratio. The following terms must therefore be distinguished. Fiscal emergency declaration. Gyeonggi Province's explanation of its current revenue and expenditure pressures and announcement of emergency response measures designation as a local government in fiscal crisis. An official management status designated by the government in accordance with statutory. Indicators and procedures. Insolvency. A state in which debts due or payment obligations cannot be met. The current announcement itself does not indicate this. This distinction is important for separating political assessments from the objective fiscal condition. Planned responses and decision-making procedures. Gyeonggi Province stated that it would launch a fiscal crisis response task force headed by the Vice Governor for Economic Affairs on August 10, 2026, and prepare measures by the end of August. The short-term response is expected to proceed as follows. Recalculate the 2026 revenue outlook. Identify programs whose execution has been delayed or that have lower priority. Prepare a supplementary budget proposal covering program spending cuts, use of funds, and expenditure adjustments. Give priority to supplementing funding for essential Q4 programs facing shortfalls. Finalize the adjusted budget following deliberation and approval by the Gyeonggi Provincial Council. The governor's announcement of a spending cut policy does not mean that the details of the KRW 770 billion in cuts are immediately finalized. Formally changing an already enacted budget requires a supplementary budget procedure, and amounts for individual programs may increase or decrease during council deliberations, while some items may be restored. Gyeonggi Province has also indicated that it intends to prepare the 2027 main budget by comprehensively reviewing existing programs. In practice, the scope of adjustments must be determined by examining contractual relationships for continuing programs, national funding matching conditions, statutory obligations, and the impact on beneficiaries. Potential impact on residents' lives. Gyeonggi Province identified the Climate Action Opportunity Income Program as a target for suspension beginning in August 2026. The accrual and payment of points for each participant and the treatment of existing balances must be checked separately through program notices and the outcome of the supplementary budget process. The announcement that funding for long-term care for older adults or school meals had not been allocated for part of the year also does not mean that services will immediately be suspended entirely beginning in October. Gyeonggi Province may secure funding through the supplementary budget involving spending cuts and adjust cost sharing with cities, counties, the Office of Education, or related institutions. Areas with a high potential for impact include the following. Gyeonggi Province's own programs that recruit new participants or provide incentives, facility, promotional, and event programs for which contracts or implementation have not yet begun, budgets with low execution rates or functions that overlap with other programs whose costs are shared by the province and cities and counties, nationally funded matching programs that must secure additional local funding by year-end. Whether specific benefits will be suspended must be determined after program names and detailed budget items are disclosed. An easily overlooked issue. Look at execution data, not just the declaration. More important than the intensity of the term fiscal emergency are actual changes in the budget and final accounts. Reviewing the following materials in order can help distinguish a temporary cash shortage from structural fiscal deterioration. Material to review: what to examine. 2026 supplementary budget proposal involving spending cuts by program, increases for essential programs, and changes in revenue projections, local tax collection status, actual acquisition, tax collection rate relative to the budget, and whether there is a monthly recovery. Local government bond data, new issuance, outstanding balance, maturity structure, and annual repayment burden. Consolidated fiscal balance between revenue and expenditure, excluding one-time fund transfers, fund management plan scale, and sustainability of transfers intended to cover the general account, shortfall final accounts, and execution rates. Whether programs repeatedly have unused appropriations or amounts carried forward. 2027 main budget, whether the cuts are one-time measures or permanent program restructuring. In particular, a budget is a plan, while final accounts reflect actual results. If more acquisition tax is collected than expected or unspent balances arise, the shortfall may decrease. Conversely, if tax revenue declines further or mandatory spending increases, the scale of adjustment may grow. Outlook in the short term: the supplementary budget proposal involving spending cuts submitted to the Gyeonggi Provincial Council will be the first turning point. How much it supplements essential livelihood programs and which of the province's own programs it reduces will constitute the substantive content of the fiscal emergency response. In the medium term, real estate transactions and the pace of recovery in acquisition tax revenue, the burden of repaying local government bonds, and increases in local funding obligations for welfare will determine fiscal capacity. If fixed spending continues to rise while revenue remains unrecovered, repeated restructuring may be necessary in 2027 and beyond. In the long term, the key issue will be the distribution of financial resources among the central, metropolitan level, and basic local governments, including the sharing of local corporate income tax, reform of adjustment grants, and the calculation method for ordinary local allocation tax. However, because institutional reform requires legal review and agreement among regions, it is difficult to regard it as a means of resolving the immediate 2026 funding shortfall.